greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And welcome to the latest update on what's happening in the world of, well, fighting for equal rights for all persons. And that's because God made us in his image and his likeness. So there are no equal rights for chickens. Chickens don't get equal rights. They do have rights. They have the right to be hunted, killed, cooked, and eaten. Now, do you hunt chickens? I'm from New Jersey. How would I know? Now, animals. Animals have the right to be hunted, killed, cooked, and eaten. But human beings have inalienable rights because we're made in God's image and likeness. And so as we fight these battles, we teach people about the Lord. I have two emails here from two folks who are sort of angry about what we're doing. I thought I would go through those and also let you know that American Right to Life has filled out an application with Guinness Book of World Records, and we'll see whether or not Guinness, of course, they make their own determinations as to whether or not something qualifies for them to consider it as a world record. But American Right to Life filed for Guinness Book of World Records to consider their Sheets of Shame project. And that project is going well. There are three shifts, morning, afternoon, and evening, going from now through the DNC. Tomorrow's a work day. Everybody, anybody interested is invited. Just call American Right to Life if you're in the Denver metro area and come on out to the Sheets of Shame Project headquarters. And this evening, in fact, this evening there is a scientist that will be coming out to inspect the project. And he's been asked to analyze the project from his own area of expertise just to make sure that the planners have not miscalculated. So we'll see how that goes. And so there's so much to share with you, but I'd like to go through these two emails. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. This here from Manny. Manny, Bob, you are a crazy person. Manny is one of the beautiful people, by the way. Bob, you are a crazy person. You have zero logic and negative common sense. All right, so now this email, when I write to an author, a reporter, a talk show host, I try to put my argument in the email so they can hear my argument. They can hear my evidence. When I write to correct someone, I try not to emote. I don't emote. If I want to express my emotions, I'll do that with my wife and kids. I don't call Mike Rosen, or I don't send Mike Rosen, KOA talk show host, I don't send him a letter so I could express my emotions to him. Now, some people, maybe they do that. Maybe some people don't have a good support structure around them, and when they have to express their emotions, they call strangers. I don't know, but when I'm making an argument, I try to make an argument. So here we go. Bob, you are a crazy person. You have zero logic and negative common sense. That's a cute concept. I hope you and the rest of your crazy associates get arrested at the DNC. Now, okay, how's that? Now, this is one of the beautiful people, right? This is obviously a liberal. And liberals believe in what? What are their fundamental principles? They believe in free speech, tolerance, diversity. That's what liberals believe in. So, but this is typical. I've been on the air for 17 years. This is typical. This is what you get from liberals. You go to a college campus and liberals, even professors, staff, students will say, what right do you have to say that? 30 years ago on a college campus, if you said Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, eternal life, they would say, what evidence do you have to prove that? What evidence do you have? And today we've gone from what evidence do you have to what right do you have to say that? That's a common liberal sentiment, statement. What right do you have to say that? They can't even think, because I don't think they actually mean that, but that's what comes out of their mouth. They can't think. They're so open-minded that their brains have dripped out. Their brains have dripped out, and they're around. Ooh, watch. Don't step there. Ooh, gross. What is that puddle? Are you a liberal? You've got a puddle around your feet. You're so open-minded, your brains have dripped out. Okay, so he says, I hope you and the rest of your crazy associates get arrested at the DNC. Now, why would we get arrested? I mean, why would protesters get arrested? If they're violent, I understand, the violent protesters, and the pro-life groups that I work with, and I've worked with for, 20 years, they're committed to nonviolence. When you go to their events, you sign a pledge, nonviolence. Operation Rescue National, the Reverend Flip Benham, you sign a pledge of nonviolence. So why would you get arrested? I hope you and the rest of your crazy associates get arrested at the DNC and have to stay at least overnight in jail. What would that? I don't understand. Okay, so he's emoting. Manny is emoting. And he's, after he wrote this, he felt a little better. So, okay. He writes, yes, some public schools are not good and some are. So he's arguing that some public schools are good. We did the show yesterday where we did reason 432 why you should pull your daughter out of public schools. And that was a charter school where four teachers at one charter school had sex with students. And not just told off-color jokes, but had sex. And out of the four, three of them, I think, already have been convicted or pled guilty. Not just to telling off-color jokes. No, because the public school administrators are child sex advocates. They are child sex advocates. They like it when kids have sex. They like it. They advocate kids having sex. And so in that kind of environment, of course, the teachers, and even more so the young teachers just out of college, they get turned on talking to the kids about who are you having sex with this week. So he says, yes, some public schools are not good and some are. So that's his assertion. So he writes, yes, they are godless, as you say. And I pointed that out. The public schools and the charter schools are all officially godless. Yes, they are godless, as you say, because they are to teach science and fact, not religion and stupid faith with no proof. Okay. So they are to teach science and fact, not religion and stupid faith with no proof. You say you have proof, really, only your Bible and your imagination. Okay, so let's talk about Manny's assertion here for a moment that they can't teach about God. And by the way, I don't want government schools to teach about God. That's not the goal. The government has no just function raising children, educating children. That's not the function of government. The function of government is to protect our rights, to protect rights, and to establish infrastructure like roads and bridges. That's what government is to do. And so no, we don't want government schools to teach about God. Big mistake. That would actually, if the government school said, okay, we'll teach Bible studies from now on, would we then approve of government schools? No, we would not. So the fact that they're godless is official. Everybody acknowledges that. What everyone doesn't acknowledge, but is equally true, is that even if the public schools taught about Jesus Christ, it would still be wrong. You don't have the right to take money from your neighbor to use it to give your kids whatever, vacation, food, dessert, education, whatever. You don't have that right. And so the government doesn't have the right to take money to transfer wealth from your neighbor to you. God said, thou shalt not steal. So the government only has the right to tax the people for functions that are just. And God has authorized governments to protect rights, like we have the right to life, liberty, and property. So if, because God said, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not kidnap, and thou shalt not murder. So we have those rights. So the government could punish and deter people from stealing, from kidnapping, from murdering, killing the innocent. The Bible says, thou shalt not murder. And it also says, do not kill the innocent. So, and then, of course, the Bible says, do not bear false witness against your neighbor. That's perjury. So thou shalt not commit perjury. So these should deter the wicked. And it gives the government standing. It gives the government ground to punish criminals who violate these fundamental laws, criminal laws. Okay. So we don't want the government to teach about God in their public schools. Government schools should be closed down. It's the responsibility of parents to make sure their kids are educated. And whenever the government takes responsibility, human beings will be all too happy to relinquish that responsibility. So people take care of their cars to some level, right? If the government said, well, from now on, we'll take care of your cars, what do you think? Will we end up spending more or less on car maintenance in America? Way more, because people won't care what they do to their cars. They'll mess up their cars, and, well, the government has to maintain it. The government has to fix it. It's not my responsibility. Same thing with kids. When the government says, we'll make sure your kids get good nutrition, families by the millions, they have less concern about making sure their kids have good nutrition because the kiddies get it at school. It's the school's job to give my kids good nutrition. When they come home, they get Doritos and pop. And so liberals are in rebellion against God. And so simple common sense is typically difficult for them to master because the common sense outcome often shows that their rebellion is destructive. But because of their rebellion, they refuse to acknowledge the destructiveness of their welfare programs and their child sex advocacy and so on. So Manny argues that the schools teach science and fact and therefore not God. Not God. And this is common among evolutionists and atheists almost universally. This is what they do. They look at the laws of science and then they claim to the public that belief in God is against science. So when they say that, the implication is that when you look at the laws of science lead to a belief in atheism. Now, how is that? Which of the laws of science will conclude that there is no God? Is it gravity? Isaac Newton's universal gravity? Well, because we understand that gravity exists and we could calculate its force, because of that, therefore, God doesn't exist. How does that flow? How does that flow that God doesn't exist because of gravity? Or Louis Pasteur and microbes, and we know that there are germs, bacteria, virus. So because we know about molecules, or because we know about microorganisms, therefore God doesn't exist. How does that flow? How does it flow? The law of angular momentum, because we know that things spinning tend to spin at this, you know, in the same way unless acted upon by some other force. Well, that, because we have observed the law of angular momentum, therefore we know that God doesn't exist. How? Why? That's an unwarranted conclusion. It's an unwarranted extrapolation from science, and they do it with a sleight of hand, and they make believe they have just done something really logical and scientific. And it was just a trick. It's a magician's trick. It's a non sequitur. Well, Johann Kepler observed the three basic laws of planetary motion. So therefore, God does not exist. How does the one follow from the other? How does the one follow from the other? They don't. So Manny makes this sleight of hand maneuver, but he doesn't do it intentionally. He doesn't know he's doing it. He doesn't realize it. He thinks that he's being logically consistent somehow. He thinks that. He thinks that because someone teaches science, therefore they cannot teach God. Because he thinks the laws of science somehow disprove the existence of a creator. He thinks that. And they don't. So he's drawing a conclusion that is not justified by his evidence and by his argument. He has what? He has faith with no proof. And that's what he has accused Christians of. He says faith with no proof. That's what he accuses us of. And atheists, evolutionists, naturalists, agnostics, when they think that the laws of science prove there is no God, that is an unwarranted conclusion from science. Science does not prove what they claim it proves. Doesn't do it. So, any thoughts on that? 1-800-8-N-YARDS. 1-800-836-9278. Then I got an email from someone who lives in the Stapleton neighborhood. This is from Kara, and she's all upset about a number of things. So we'll analyze her email. And by the way, the Sheets of Shame project yesterday, I think, was the most successful day to date on the American Right to Life DNC, Democratic National Convention, Sheets of Shame project. And it's going well. They have over 600 sheets in-house, and they need 1,158 sheets. So they need about another 500 sheets or so. And they're getting more, but perhaps you can help out. And if you live in the metro area, I mentioned that a scientist will be coming tonight. And in fact, they could use some help even tonight. If you're known to the Right to Life community in the Denver area, and you could come out, please call right now, 1-888-888-ARTL, or call one of the Right to Life leaders that you know of who might be involved in the Sheets of Shame project, and get the address of the Sheets of Shame headquarters, project headquarters, and come on out tonight. And strangers are welcome, even though it's a top secret project. Tomorrow, Saturday, is an all-day workday, three shifts, morning, afternoon, and evening. Evening shift goes until 9 p.m. And you could come anytime, and you could learn how to sew, handle sheets, and so on. Fold sheets. Are you good at folding sheets? If you are, please come on out. But tonight is important, and if you'd like to come and help American Right to Life stage the project so far for the help that's coming, the technical help, a degreed scientist, a PhD who's coming out tonight, please call American Right to Life right now and say, I've heard that some last-minute help is needed this evening, anywhere between, like, say, 4:30, 5 o'clock and 6:30. Between that time, your help is especially needed this evening to get ready for the scientist. Okay, let's take a call, 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. In Denver, Dave, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, sir. What's up?
I just wanted to get your opinion. I have a college degree, and I found in college most universities are just like wed to the principles of evolution, Darwin's evolution, and Marx for, you know, economics. Why do you think those are so appealing to the university?
Because I believe, Dave, that rebellion against God is widespread, and institutions are typically run by committees, and over time, because the majority is evil, the majority is not good. Jesus said the majority is evil. The righteous are the narrow minority. And they're not righteous because they're so great. They're righteous because they've trusted Jesus Christ, and he is righteous. So the majority is evil. Therefore, organizations, the bigger they get when they are run by committees, they tend to become increasingly evil over time. So even the universities that were established to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, like, could you name any, Dave? Do you know any universities that were established for ministry?
I believe most of the Ivy League schools were.
That's right. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and others were established by Christians. Wasn't there a Dr. Harvard who established Harvard to train men to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? Well, eventually, Jesus said you can't put new wine in old wineskins. Eventually, these institutions become inseparable from the world around them. They pick up the corruption of the world, and they no longer can hold the gospel. And so they become worldly, and then that's it. When an institution becomes wicked, as a typical rule, biblically and historically, they will never repent. So somebody who tried to get the Nazi party to become a righteous party would be wasting their time.
So it seems like when you talk to these people, and in general, you tend to be very confrontational. Is that your personal style, or do you think that's more effective as a teaching and learning method for these people to, you know, give them the word?
Dave, that's a great question. I try to ask God for the wisdom to know how, when I should be confrontational, and how and when I should be gentle, you know, at times, depending on the circumstance. If the person I'm talking to needs harsh confrontation, just like in Scripture, Jesus Christ at times was very harsh. At other times, he was gentle. The same thing with the prophets, the same thing with the apostles. So if we have wisdom, if we're self-righteous and puffed up, Dave, and let's say we're nicer than God, then we will always be nice, always. But if we're not nicer than God, but we ask God to use all the tools of evangelism, and, you know, the Bible talks about confrontation, rebuke, correction, and so on, reproach, then we need to balance our ministry and outreach. Does that make sense?
It sure does. I appreciate your ministry, Bob. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. God bless you, Dave. So, yeah, universities are committed to evolution and socialism because they reject the Creator, so they worship dirt, right? That's your choice. On Mars, NASA has confirmed the presence of some water, frozen water, and they were able to melt it in their Mars rover they got up there. And so they've confirmed some water, and they're looking for evidence of biological life. If they find such a thing, here's a prediction. If they find such a thing, it will be the kind of life from Earth, because when we find a meteorite and they say it came from Mars, no, it came from Earth. It came from Earth, and the catastrophe that cracked the Earth's crust about, you know, going on 5,000 years ago with the global flood cracked the Earth's crust. That's why there is a mid-Atlantic ridge from the north to the south pole practically, and that keeps going around the globe. It's a mid-oceanic ridge. The whole crust of the Earth under the oceans cracked. And when it cracked, water from about 10 miles down beneath the crust of the Earth escaped the Earth's atmosphere. It reached escape velocity, and that's what gave us our comets, which are dirty snowballs and meteorites and asteroids. And comets are dirty snowballs. Ice with what minerals are in comets? The most olivine is in comets, and that's the most common mineral on Earth. So if they do find evidence of biological life on Mars, no, it didn't evolve on Mars. There are no Martians. It's from the Earth. Okay, now. So this year, you know, we don't have enough time to do this justice. Our phone number here at Bob and Yart Live is 1-800-8-N-YARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Kara from Stapleton is all upset. She lives in the Stapleton area, and she's upset. But let's go to another phone call in Colorado Springs. Dean, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Great, sir.
Yeah, a few years ago, I met a man who used to be involved in very top-level government research into mind control.
Yeah.
And he informed me that he said that one of the things they discovered in doing this research was that a person who has a strong faith in God is much more difficult to manipulate.
Well, I would think that's true from an atheistic perspective. But how about from a cultist perspective, Dean? People who are cultists are manipulated, and they have a strong faith in a god, although it's an idol. So
he said that's the reason why government is biased toward atheism and toward evolution. It's because it leads to a more manipulatable government. I mean, civil rights came out of a belief in God. That's what gives people courage to stand for principles.
That is absolutely true. Because we are made in God's image and likeness, therefore, we have inalienable rights. If we are animals, fish eat other fish. It's not wrong for a fish to eat another fish. It's not wrong for a German to kill a Jew and eat him if he's bigger and stronger, if we're fish, if we're animals. So, very good, Dean. Good point.
Have a good day, buddy.
May God bless you. But in the name of religion, people also are easily manipulated. So that cuts both ways. It depends on what's true. It depends on what is right. And that people forget that. Okay, we're out of time. Hey, Bob and Yart Live is in a great need for financial support. I can't express how great. We are in the month of July. We lost $2,000, took in $2,000 less than we spent. And about 2 years ago, my wife, Cheryl, used to work for Bob and Yart Live. Her pay ended about 2-3 years ago, and my pay was cut in half last month, and our accountant just met with us today and said there is no money for salaries this month. So we don't normally share this kind of thing, but Bob and Yart Live has been so intensely focused on the battle for the innocent and to establish that God created us that we've neglected our own financial stability, and we are in a real difficulty. So please call 800-8-N-YARTS and help out. Or online, kgov.com and Maranatha, what a great school.